On radio, online and mobile, you're with SBS Radio. Now it's news and current affairs with SBS Ukrainian.
Ви слухаєте україномовну програму SBS Radio.
On this, the third day of Russia's unprovoked and indefensible invasion of Ukraine, it is clear who in this story is the true hero. We have shown who is lying and who wants peace, who is the aggressor and who is the peaceful nation. This is nothing new to Ukrainians. Ukrainians have watched and listened to Putin for over 30 years. He has changed. He is completely disconnected from reality. He is unhinged and he must be stopped.
Минулої неділі понад 5 тисяч австралійців заполонили вулиці і найпопулярніше місце Великого Мельбурна – площу Федерації. Отже, цього недільного лютневого дня, який в основному завжди і традиційно присвячується родинам, сімейному колу, за традицією на п'ятому континенті планети, було інакше. Цього разу Великий Мельбурн молився за Україну та її невинний народ, могутньо вимагав допомоги від лідерів міжнародної спільноти допомогти припинити кровопролиття у час жорстокої війни на українських землях, де гинуть не тільки військові, а й діти.
Мене звати Анна. Я живу неподалік Києва. Точніше, жила. Тому що зараз ми живемо добрих людей, які нас погодились прийняти в таких от умовах. Тут немає іграшок моєї дитини. Тому що ми змушені були взяти просто те, на що найнеобхідніше, і тікати з рідного дому. В Росії. Я хочу, щоб весь світ знав, що Росія почала війну проти України. Вона стріляє по мирних мешканцях. Неподалік нашого дому Гостомельський аеропорт. Ми просто день пролежали на підлозі з дитиною трьохрічною. Тому що від вибухів дрижали вікна. Коли вже не стало сил терпіти цей страх постійний, ми від'їхали трохи далі, до друзів, до знайомих, щоб хоча б дитина не жахалася цих звуків. Тут теж чути вибухи в Києві. Я заспокоюю себе тим, що в нас ще не найгірша ситуація, тому що зараз російські війська обстрілюють житлові будинки в Києві, обстрілюють сховища ядерних відходів. В таких ситуаціях зазвичай кажуть, що ворогу такого не побажаєш. Але в даному випадку я бажаю ворогу, я бажаю, щоб кожна російська жінка відчула те, що зараз відчувають українки. Коли доводиться тікати з рідного дому, в якому ти прожила все життя. Коли доводиться народжувати дітей в бомбосховищах. Лягати спати і не знати, чи ви завтра прокинетеся, чи дзвонишся завтра до своїх рідних. Світ повинен почути, що немає ніяких націоналістів, фашистів, жидів, бандерівців, я не знаю, як ще їх називають в Росії. Росія почала війну проти України. Будь ласка, врятуйте нашу країну, врятуйте наших людей, наших чоловіків, наших дітей. Допоможіть нам боротися з агресором.
Папа буде продавати щось. Нашим героям, нашим військам. Буде допомагати. Може, навіть буде воювати. Що ми вже будемо йти ці 2-3 дні. Вот оказалось,
Києва, з столиці, де проходить бомбардування, де розстрілюють людей, де поцілюють в мирні міста, де розстрілюють наших хлопців. Кажуть, що вони не...
Це з України. Крик душі, страхіття війни і її жорстокість. Страхіття перед смертю. А далі давайте повернемося до подій минулої неділі, про яку я вже згадував. Звичайно, під час цієї маніфестації, яку заполонили представники багатокультурної Вікторії, я і поговорив з кількома учасниками цієї маніфестації проти війни в Україні. І далі давайте послухаємо їх.
Сьогодні зібралося багато українців, і не тільки українців. Ось запитаємо одну з присутніх тут.
Пані Наталія Солочинська, голова краєвої управи Союзу Українок Вікторії.
Щоб показати світі, що Мельбурн, Австралія є разом з Україною, з нашими братами і сестрами в Україні. Не піддавайтеся, тримайтеся, ми молимося, ми демонструємо, щоб цілий світ демонструє. І ми сьогодні разом з вами в серцях, в молитвах і в думках. Слава Україні, героям слава!
Серед маніфестантів сьогодні тут і голова Української центральної шкільної ради пані Орися Стефен. Пані Орисю, скажіть, будь ласка, чи ви думаєте, чи достатньо сьогодні світ робить, щоб допомогти Україні?
Це дуже важливо, що світ тепер звертає увагу на те, що в Україні відбувається. Ми віддавна знали, яка Росія небезпечна може бути, її влада і особливо Путін. На жаль, світ того не бачив, взяв шлях примирення. А тут він показав на ділі, який він справді є, і яку загрозу він несе не тільки для України, але й для цілої Європи і для світу. Дуже важливе, що різні держави оголошують санкції і так само підтримують Україну. Треба нам якнайбільше тієї допомоги. Ми зараз чуємо різні тривожні вістки. Навіть зараз тільки що прийшло прохання з Києва. Просимо піднімати питання гуманітарного коридору для завозу харчів, грошей в банкомати. В людей закінчується готівка. І так само для евакуації мирного населення. Жінки, діти, літні люди зараз просто в блокаді під обстрілами. Це в тих районах. В інших районах чуємо від родини. Це наша земля. Ми не поступимося. Ми її будемо обороняти. В родині моїй медик, лікар. Лікарі всі лишаються на місцях. Вони стоять з народом, готові захищати його. Слава Україні! Героям слава!
Відомий представник корінних народів Марк Росс. Mr. Ross, why you stand with Ukraine today?
I've come here because this is not just an attack on Ukraine, it's an attack on every good living person. And I've been a friend of the Ukrainian community since I was 15. They've always respected me, and as an Aboriginal man, our ideas of land, of country, of community are very much the same as people from the Ukraine. So I've come to stand with them and walk with them. This is not the first time, but I hope it's edging towards the last time. And when I look in, I see the eyes of my ancestors who were invaded too. So that's why I stand with you. So this all has to stop. You know, if we let Putin get away with it, there'll be another one and another one and another one. In the Aboriginal world, we say a snake is never dead until the head's cut off. And so I hope the head gets cut off really soon.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Скажіть, будь ласка, ось які почуття у вас сьогодні тут біля будинку парламенту і в час цієї маніфестації?
Якщо чесно, я коли прийшла і побачила стільки людей, то у мене просто я просто заплакала. Тому що моя сім'я, вона зараз у Києві, і вони ховаються у метро. Нема чого їсти, і дуже холодно, є маленькі діти. Тому дуже приємно бачити стільки людей, хто прийшли підтримати Україну.
А ось скажіть, будь ласка, як австралійці, як вони сприймають цю агресію?
І, на мою думку, багато австралійців не знає саме, що відбувається в Україні. Особливо, коли все почалося, то люди не знали, деякі мені казали, що справді, чи це Путін допомагає, чи багато людей не знало, що. Тому я, наприклад, розповідала справжню ситуацію, яка відбувається в Україні, і багато навіть моїх друзів, вони прийшли сюди підтримати, хто не є українцями.
Сьогодні, як я вже згадував, багато людей іншого етнічного походження і багато австралійців і людей різних націй. Ось один із них сьогодні тут.
This is Sung Chan from Korea. And as you noticed, Korea is one of the countries in the world like separated between South Korea and North Korea, and it has been already 70 years. So I have heard this about the wars from my grandparents and grandparents, and it's the war, violence, any conflicts could never made any peace in the region, and it makes more conflicts, the bigger violence and the bigger war in the region. So I really hoped this war will be over and Russia stops this invasion into Ukraine and the Ukraine keep their sovereignty and their land. So we, you know, Australia in Melbourne, we gather here together and we support the Ukraine together.
Today, international community doing enough for support Ukraine and Ukrainians?
International community is like the individuals like us, we gather here. Like we doing our best, but like personally, I think it's the international leaders, like it's the NATO, European Union, or the United States, they kind of more looking what's happening in the Ukraine rather than they send their like helps and some like helps to make us the Ukraine keep their freedom. So I really hope not only we individuals do our best, but also the world leaders, they do their best is to protect Ukraine and protect their land.
На маніфестації зібралися не тільки українці, як я вже згадував, а латвійці, поляки і багато інших націй, в тому числі росіяни, які не підтримують сьогоднішню політику Росії і вторгнення Росії в Україну. Скажіть, пожалуйста, чому ви прийшли сьогодні сюди, у Мельбо?
Поддержать друзей, потому что у нас есть друзья в обоих странах, и как бы то, что происходит, это неправильно. Мы против войны. И эта война, это не какое-то там действие, которое они называют против наркоманов. Я не считаю, что это правда. Я хотел бы поддержать своих друзей, которые у меня здесь украинцы. Я не считаю, что таким методом решаются проблемы.
Как ваши друзья, близкие?
Очень много близких друзей слушают пропаганду, но после того, как мы им пару раз звонили, и, по-моему, после того, как бомбежки в Киеве начали происходить, люди начали понимать, что это пропаганда, и они просто не знают, чему верить теперь. Но я думаю, что скоро много людей проснется и начнут понимать, что происходит.
А ваши родители в Москве или где?
А наши родители в Липецке. Есть очень много в других городах знакомые. Но наши родители начали слушать уже «Дождь» и «Нормальное», то есть перестали смотреть пропаганду. Но опять же, это очень тяжело переубедить людей, которые 8 лет смотрели «Зомбоящик».
Спасибо вам.
Пожалуйста.
Сьогодні, шановні друзі, ми тут зустріли також ще одних киян. Вітаємо вас сьогодні. На жаль, дуже сумної причини. Ось скажіть, будь ласка, як ви давно в Австралії?
Ми в Австралії 6 років. Я і Максим, це мій чоловік, а наші батьки, моя сестра, всі в Україні. І на сьогодні вся моя сім'я в Києві, під Києвом. Мій батько в національній безпеці, там, де люди добровольно пішли захищати Київ.
Як вони почуваються у ці дні?
Дуже тривожно, як і ми. Ніхто не спить. І, звичайно, всі молимося за мир і за те, що Захід також буде допомагати, тому що Україна бореться за демократію всього західного світу, а не тільки за себе саму.
Ось як ви думаєте, чи австралійський уряд достатньо допомагає сьогодні Україні і українцям?
Я думаю, що австралійський уряд, як і весь західний світ, намагається робити деякі кроки, але цього недостатньо, тому що в Україні повноцінна повномасштабна війна.
Нам нужна воєнна підтримка. Нам нужно, щоб закрили воздушний простор, і тоді, я думаю, ми справимося зі своїми військами внутрі України і зможемо хоча б здержати окупанта, да. Но мы не видим никакой поддержки от НАТО, и я думаю, ее не будет. Я считаю, это полный провал. Полный провал. И это очень грустно, за этим все наблюдать. Нас просто взяли, бросили, нас к этому всему подвели, а потом нас бросили. Вот и все. Вот что случилось.
А далі давайте послухаємо ведучу мітингу на площі Федерації Ліяну Сліпецьку, яка представляє голову управи української громади Вікторії Славка Когота, витяги із якої ви сьогодні почуєте далі.
On behalf of the Association of Ukrainians in Victoria, I thank you for being here today. Don't just wave a flag for today. You need to keep this going. And on that note, I'd like to introduce the president of the Association of Ukrainians in Victoria, Mr. Slavko Kohut.
Thank you, Liana. I hope you can all hear me, especially down the stairs. Dear friends, hello and welcome. Today, we hold both a rally and a vigil. In a moment, when I've finished, I'll ask Fathers Andriy and Solonka to say a prayer for those in Ukraine, for Ukraine and those fighting for Ukraine. We also have some dignitaries here that want to say some words as well. However, I would wish to be able to say I'm happy to see so many people from so many nations representing so many nations here today, but I can't. It's the wrong word. I'm not happy at all. Pleased? Yes. Pleased that so many of you have seen what Putin does, the liar that he is. But surprised? No. All along, as we were moving towards the date when he had attacked Ukraine, we knew in our hearts that that's what he was going to do. But as Liana has said, the whole world dithered and said, oh, maybe we could talk to this man. This atrocious, unprovoked war was initiated by a mad, megalomaniac despot. And he's holding the whole world at ransom. We're almost at the stage we were when Hitler started his move. And where did that end up? Now, I understand and I accept that politics and diplomacy are difficult and tricky. But I believe we've got to a stage in the world where diplomacy has gone mad. Diplomacy is ridiculous. It's controlling all the nations, how they behave with a despot like Putin. We haven't learned from our history. Our world leaders have not learned the history of just World War II and Hitler. When Hitler started his move on Poland and the world said, oh, wait a minute, maybe he's not serious, maybe this, maybe that, let's talk to him. What happened? A war and how many millions have died? We are in the same position now. Putin is a despot. Both people like Putin and Hitler, they don't care about the people. They don't care about their own people or the people they're attacking. They use people as fodder for their own cause.
We're going to take a moment to have our Reverend Fathers say a prayer and a blessing. I ask you all to take a moment to think about the lives that are already lost and the lives that could potentially be lost.
Dear brothers and sisters, Mr. Putin calls himself a pious Orthodox Christian. He may be able to fool his gullible supporters, but he won't fool God and he doesn't fool us.
Слава Ісусу Христу! Before we start our prayer, I just would like to say that our prayer has a power as well. Many of my friends, they're military chaplains, and they're saying that our soldiers on the front lines, they feel the power of our prayer. So that's why we need to pray. We can do many things. We need to support each other. We need to be strong and stay with each other. But also we need to pray. So we'll have now a short prayer, but also please dedicate your time every day to pray for Ukraine. Господи Боже наш, Ти єдиний Бог вгорі на небесах і над землі внизу. Ти управляєш всіма державами і народами. В руці Твоїй кріпость і сила, і ніхто противитись Тобі не може. Нема в нас, Господи, такої сили і кріпости, що боротися з множеством ворогів, які насуваються на нас, і що маємо робити, не знаємо. Тому очі свої тільки до Тебе звертаємо і підносимо, бо тільки в Тобі наша поміч.
God, our God, You are the only one who works wonders. You allow to defeat the enemies by those who are not strong in arms. But as You please, just as You, Lord, once sent Your angel in the days of Hezekiah, king of the Jews, and He destroyed the soldiers of Sennacherib, 185,000. So now, O Heavenly Lord, may Your good angel go before our soldiers with a trembling of Your strength, that our enemies who come upon us, Your people, may be frightened and destroyed and flee from us. Put them to flight and let them be subdued at the feet of Your faithful ones. For You are the fortress and the stronghold, the victory of the faithful. We hope in You and we give You glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
It is appropriate at this point to play a very important Ukrainian song, Boże Veliki Jedyny. You can sing along. This is by famous rock artist Dzidzio. Sing along.
Today we gather on the lands of the Wurundjeri people in the shadow of the Birrarung, the Yarra, which has been a meeting place for ages and ages. Can I say to you in my language, the Gunjamara Nutanwa, in the language from here, Wamijika or Womanjenko, and in your language, Dobloden. And I see some flags flying there, Kakosi. In any language, this is an important time to come. I want to pay homage to the ancestors of the land and the elders, particularly Auntie Joy Murphy, who asked me particularly to convey her thoughts. We stand with you in every step of the way. I've been a friend of your community since I was 15, and you have always shown me respect and respect of the sovereignty of my people. Now that your sovereignty is in jeopardy, I'm here to stand with you.
Слід сказати, що цього дня виступили лідер опозиції у Вікторії Меттью Гай. До речі, з ним на цю маніфестацію пробула і його сім'я та мама, яка досить поважного віку, і старший брат.
Слава Україні!
Героям слава!
I'm here today not as a Liberal Party politician, not as a politician, but as an Australian of Ukrainian heritage that has never been so proud. It's never been so proud to have blue and yellow blood flow through my veins. And most importantly, I see here Australian flags, because this is Australia, and as Australians, we're all one. We come here together to fight against aggression. A European dictatorship taking over a democratically elected European government. But they won't succeed, because Ukrainians are not crazy, but they're not cowards either.
Amen.
And when...
Була присутня представниця прем'єра Вікторії, парламентарка Наталі Сулейман.
Thank you. I want to start by condemning in the strongest possible terms Russia's horrifying attacks on the Ukraine, which is entirely unjustified and unprovoked. We've heard from Matthew Guy what strong words and really reflects all Victorians. But the Victorian government stands ready with the people of Ukraine, the Victorian community, all across the state, stands shoulder to shoulder with the Ukrainian community. All Victorians and the people of Ukraine, we are united by condemning Russia's shameful act of aggression towards Ukraine. And, of course, we stand together. Whatever support that we need to do, we are ready and available to assist. And in the spirit, I join with you in saying, Slava Ukraina!
Уже добре знаний українській спільноті сенатор Дейвід Вен із австралійсько-української парламентської групи дружби.
I was here last Sunday. We were warning the world that this war was going to come. Now I stand here as a Liberal Senator for Victoria, but also as the chair of the Parliamentary Friends of Ukraine, which is a bipartisan group that supports Ukraine. The Australian government is supporting Ukraine. Whatever Ukraine needs, Ukraine will get. There is a bundle of assistance being put together by the ministry that will satisfy what we need to do, as we showed we did in Afghanistan. I want to just stop and think about the brave heroes in Ukraine at the moment that are standing up against the Russian army. They are such true heroes. They're overwhelmed. The EU nations are standing aside, not doing what they need to do. I call on all my parliamentary colleagues in the EU to think about what's going to happen next if they don't put a no-fly zone over Ukraine. There's going to be further war. Putin's not going to stop in Ukraine. So I call on my parliamentary colleagues around the world to stand up against Vladimir Putin. He's no president, he's a thug, and we want him out of Ukraine.
We really appreciate all these incredibly important people here today, but we've got to keep this message going. I'd like to now introduce Senator the Honourable Sarah Henderson, member for Corangamite.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm a Senator for Victoria, the previous member for Corangamite, and I stand with Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, I have breaking news from the Prime Minister's office. I've just had a message that's just come through further to the announcement that the Prime Minister has made. The Prime Minister's office announcement is that Australia will work with NATO to provide lethal and non-lethal military equipment, medical supplies and financial assistance to support the people of Ukraine. And I want to reflect the Prime Minister's words. He said, we denounce what are unilateral hostile actions in Ukraine. Russia is flagrantly breaching international law and the UN Charter. Russia has chosen war. Together we stand united. I want to acknowledge the incredible Ukrainian associations in Victoria and across this country for bringing us together. I want to acknowledge Ukrainian Australians and all other Australians, including Russian Australians, who condemn these horrific actions in Ukraine. What we are seeing unfold on social media, on our TV screens, in the newspapers, and in the conversations that some of you are having with loved ones in Ukraine, like what we just heard from Matthew, is absolutely abhorrent. I watched the TV news last night, and like many of you, I cried. Collectively, our nation is grieving, but collectively we will work together to stop this horror in Ukraine. And I'm so proud that our government has stepped up and made the announcement that it just made. Thank you.
Екс-лідер федеральної опозиції, федеральний парламентар Білл Шортен.
Слава Україні!
Слава! Apologies to all those who can actually speak Ukrainian. I am here because I know that a lot of other Australians want to be here with you. We stand with all Ukrainians. I believe there is a ripple going out in the TVs and the lounge rooms of Australia. A ripple of sadness. A ripple of shock. a ripple of sickness. How can this be? No one knows this feeling more than you and your beloved family and friends in Ukraine. But trust me, the Australian people, they are slow to anger, but when they are angry, they are a mighty, mighty force for good in this world. And I say to you, and through you, and on behalf of you, to all of those Australians who may watch the news tonight, or ask their friends at work tomorrow, or at the school gate picking up or dropping off the kids, or in their community groups, when they say, what does this all mean for us? This Putin, I think Australians have worked out that Putin is a dishonourable, disreputable dictator. But what I hear and explain to the Australian people is Ukraine's fight today is our struggle tomorrow. Federal Labor, just like the government, we support taking all the actions that we can do. But we need to address the Australian people. Ukraine is not actually a country far, far away. This is not an argument between two people arguing with legitimate points of view on both sides. What happens in the Ukraine is actually a story of good versus evil. What happens in the Ukraine will affect Australia, from our petrol prices to inflation in the world economy. But even more importantly than that, this fight in the Ukraine is everyone's business, is everyone's struggle, because we believe in this country, in freedom. Where someone is imprisoned somewhere else, then we are all imprisoned here. Where someone's freedom somewhere else is under threat, then our freedom is under threat here. We believe in the rule of law and democracy, and we stand with Ukrainian Australians.
Представник частини російської спільноти у Вікторії Петро Кузьмін.
I'm glad to see that the West is finally seeing the danger that Putin is posing to the whole world. We knew this in Russia for a while. Ukrainians knew it for a long time. The rest of former Soviet republics knew this. Now everybody is waking up to the danger that he's been posing to the rest of the world. I'm very encouraged to see that the West is uniting, that the civilized world is uniting. Everybody has to stand against fascism. This is real. And as much as it pains me to say as a Russian, this is a fascist regime that has taken over my country, my homeland. I believe it is a moment of truth for Russians. But I think it is a moment of truth for the rest of the Western civilization, rest of humanity. And all of us have to take this seriously. I am taking this very personally. I'm an ordinary Russian. I have an Australian wife. My children were born here. But I take this personally, as a personal responsibility. I see Putin as my personal enemy. I see every single propagandist in Russia as my personal enemy. I apologize to the English-speaking audience. I have to say some words to Russians. Russians here in Australia and around the world. Друзья, я знаю, что многие из вас сейчас испытывают чувство стыда, испытывают ненависть. И некоторые даже испытывают ненависть к своему народу, к своим одноклассникам, к своим близким, которые до сих пор продолжают верить Путину, верить в пропаганде. Очень важно понимать, что наш враг – это Путин. Я считаю, что для меня милосердие, сострадание, вера в справедливость – это главные черты русской души. И сейчас мы боремся за русскую душу. Сейчас нам нужно проявить сострадание к нашим русским друзьям, близким и не очень близким в России.
So representing the Ukrainian youth of Victoria, Australia, I have the great honor to introduce a wonderful, wonderful human being, Mr. Yarema Preshla.
Слава Україні!
Слава!
I asked to say a few words at this rally, as lately I've been feeling
as if I had no mouth and I had to scream. I'm here today for my grandmother, my Baba, who at the age of 17 spent 3 years as a political prisoner for helping freedom fighters in Ukraine. At 93, she's still coming to these events and is still fighting Russian oppression. Today, Ukrainians and friends of Ukraine had gathered in Melbourne to condemn the actions of a war criminal and the lukewarm responses of the global community. Over the past few days, my family have been feeling, as I know you all have been feeling, utterly helpless. There's been anger, frustration, and a deep, profound sadness. My heart aches for Ukrainians everywhere and for Russian citizens being dragged into a war that wasn't of their choosing. Unfortunately, Putin cares about as much as, on my opinion, and he cares about the sanctions placed upon him. Yeah. So instead, I will direct my energies towards our government and other world governments. The reaction to the brutal and devastating attack on our loved ones in Ukraine has, in short, been underwhelming and has left us feeling completely abandoned.
Yes.
Mr. Morrison, for all the bravado you have shown in the media, your government's actions have been limp and flaccid. Sending cyber support to Ukraine was unsuccessful. The threat of sanctions was unsuccessful. If the plan is to starve Russia of her resources and have them slowly run out, you are condemning Russians and Ukrainians living in Russian-occupied Ukraine to starvation. And it will be a slow starvation. Ukrainians know cold and Ukrainians know hunger. We have been there before. Mr. Biden stated that American troops will be sent to NATO allies, to help protect their borders, but are not to engage the Russian forces in Ukraine. At least they can have a front row seat as our country burns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The United Nations solidified themselves as the performative farce that they are. The asinine nature of the structural redundance has once again let us down and let down the nations it was designed to protect. When Ukraine extended its hand towards NATO and towards the West, it was with dreams of a brighter future, a future where her people could flourish. Those dreams have now been ripped to shreds alongside the Budapest Memorandum of 1994. I understand that to a lot of Australians, a war on the other side of the world is exactly that, a war on the other side of the world. And that getting more involved is not in line with our country's national interests. I invite anyone who feels this way to look around at what I have in front of me here. To come down to Federation Square and look into the eyes of the Australians that have come here today and let them tell you where their interests lie. Ukraine is rich with culture and history. A history that lives on in the faces I see gathered here right now. Today, Ukraine is here, and she is asking for help.
Yes.
There are more than 10,000 Ukrainian-born people living in Australia. Not to mention second, third-generation Ukrainians. We have built churches, halls, communities in every major city, and our hearts pump blue and yellow as well as green and gold.
Yes.
Putin plans to erase our culture and our identity. Ironically, he's drawn us closer together than we ever have been.
Yes, yes.
Not only are Ukrainians united across their homeland, but throughout the world. We are Ukrainian Australians, and our home is under attack. What is the point of living in one of the luckiest nations on the planet when we covet that luxury? We abstain from getting our hands dirty when the democratic values and freedoms that make us so great are being threatened overseas. To the leaders of the world providing sanctions and condemnations, we give you a very strong mandate to pull your socks up and your fingers out.
Yes.
Ukraine needs military aid, and it needs it now. Yeah. School students and teenagers are making their way to Kyiv to pick up arms. Families huddle in underground train stations, and mothers, fathers wait to hear news of their sons and daughters from the front lines. Are we still scared of agitating Putin? Because he seems pretty bloody agitated.
Yeah.
If Ukraine falls, who will be next? It's time to draw a line in the sand. If not now, when?
промовляв, звичайно, і голова управи Союзу Української організації Австралії та перший заступник президента Світового конгресу українців Стефан Романів.
Слава Україні! Reverend Fathers, members of government, members of the opposition, members of the different communities, and especially Peter from the Russian community, on behalf of the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organizations and the Ukrainian World Congress, I want to keep my comments short. Some of the things that you've written up here are terrific. So let's cut to the chase, and I've just seen this one. Dear Putin, let's speed up to the part where you kill yourself in a bunker. That's not my normal language. But we are working in a systemic way to get rid of Putin. This is the start of the beginning. Internationally, through government, through the Ukrainian World Congress, through SUA, with our friends in federal parliament, the opposition, on the state levels, we're working together strategically. Can it be done quicker? Of course it can be done quicker. But we've started to work to the important things. So I just want to say a couple of things that have been achieved. If you have family and they are under threat, go to the ask them or you on their behalf, go to the website and the federal government will issue them a visa. You don't have to go through some legal person. You can go online and do it. Second thing, we had a conversation with the Prime Minister earlier this week about lethal military aid. It's come through. But because now the world is starting to understand that this is no longer a joke. This is serious. So what are the next steps? The next step, we've got a campaign. We've got campaign. That's why you're here. Sydney had it. Brisbane had it. Tasmania had it. Adelaide had it. Every state and territory is coming together with Ukrainians and the broader Australian community. So we're saying to this broader Australian community, thank you for understanding and thank you for standing up for values and principles that we all adhere to. Next step. Tomorrow there'll be another letter to the Prime Minister and to the Minister for Foreign Affairs who comes back. We don't have control over these things. Expel Mr. Pogorsky, the Russian ambassador. Yeah! Not only that. To the Ukrainian World Congress, we are all our affiliates in 65 countries are writing the same thing. Expel the ambassador.
Yes!
Number two, because I'm trying to be practical. I don't want to talk about all the other things that people have spoken about. There's a lot of emotion, a lot of fear. We have to be practical. We have to get a result. The next result should be this. Mr. Putin should be put up as a war criminal to the international... Now, that campaign has started. We have about 3,000 to 5,000 people here. If any of you are lawyers who understand international law, please come to us. We have now formed an international group of lawyers who are looking at this. Number three. I don't know whether you saw that young girl on Facebook appealing to Mr. Putin to stop with the scar here and the young children who are dying. Well, our next step is this. Where is Lavrov and everybody else, and all the oligarchs? Where are their children today? Yeah. In London, in Paris, in Brussels. Yeah. So again, we're going to start a campaign. Whether it works or not, pack up your things, go home to mummy and daddy, and when it's all done, then you come back. There is no more, there's no room for negotiation. There is no room for it. He's a liar, you've heard it today. And now, pressure's on in Ukraine.
Our hearts go to Ukraine. You've all called friends, you've all called family, you know what's happening. But ultimately, we are making a difference. Internationally, these rallies, and I think I said to you last week, it wasn't about doing it for one day. We have rolling rallies around the world, and we're joined by many other people who know that Putin is a huila. And you're probably not watching this, Mr. Putin, but you know what? Your people in Canberra, your beslužnike are watching this. You know what? It's time for you to get out of this country, and in terms of Ukraine, it's time for you to get out of Ukraine. Internationally, we will stop you. This is the beginning of the end. And we call on the Russians who are in Russia today. Stand up as we did during Maidan Nezalezhnosti. Stand up to the tyrant and get rid of him. And he needs to be tried. He's a war criminal. Yes. And in conclusion, once again, the fact that we've come here together, the fact that we come together regularly. The other night, thank you to the state government, we had this all in blue and yellow. We came here. And I just want to finish with a little story that happened that night. And you can read about it in The Guardian. I did an article. One of our friends, I won't mention his name, we were here, and he came to me and he said, "This cannot be." When I was 15, I came and screamed, "Free Ukraine." In 1991, after independence, we rejoiced. I've been to Ukraine. It's beautiful. I've gone there with a dancing troupe. It's a beautiful place. Tell me, why is this happening? That's the element. Why is this happening? Because you have a tyrant and a devil who today is trying to dictate. We've raised this with the Australian government. You let him go. Just wait and see what China does. Yeah. So, you know what? We want nothing more than a free world, democracy.
І ось усе про те, що відбувалося минулої неділі у Великому Мельбурні. А окремі виступи гостей, які виступали на маніфестації, ми подамо окремо на нашій веб-сторінці www.sbs.com.au/ukrainian. А ці радіонотатки підготував для вас Богдан Рудницький. І далі нагадуємо, що україномовна програма Радіо СБС щодня подає вістки з рідних земель та огляд новин бюлетеня СБС Радіо. Заходьте на нашу веб-сторінку www.sbs.com.au/ukrainian і також на нашу сторінку у Фейсбуці. Ви можете слухати наші радіопрограми також і через мобільні додатки App і Google Play. Слухайте Радіо СБС сьогодні і завжди.